May it please the court, I'm Bruce Heppen for the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority. WMATA timely removed this case from the Superior Court to the Federal Court pursuant to Section 81 of the WMATA Compact. After that removal, plaintiff objected to the removal. The plaintiff argued for reasons of convenience unique to his attorney that the matter should be remanded, citing the fact that the attorney did not have the capacity for electronic case filing and that the attorney was not a member of the federal bar. The district court erroneously concluded that it had discretion to remand the case. It then decided to exercise that discretion and did remand the case to the Superior Court. On the appellee's motion for summary affirmance, this court directed that we address both the question of jurisdiction and the merits argument of whether there is such discretion. As to the jurisdictional argument, this court has jurisdiction under Cohen versus Beneficial Finance and its progeny. There are three criteria for application of the Cohen rule: that the trial court decided a contested issue, the issue decided is important and separate from the merits of the action, and that the district court's disposition.
Does it matter whether we regard it as Cohen or just as final? I mean, some of the Supreme Court's decision regard this as a final decision, final judgment. Some regard it as a collateral order doctrine. Doesn't make any difference.
I don't
to
think
you,
it makes any difference. But I would say that both Quackenbush and Osborne seem to treat it as more in the.
In any event, they've made it appealable, which is all.
Yes.
They've made it appealable, which is
yes,
all.
And,
yes.
All of the Cohn criteria apply here, and most persuasive is the fact that if this court were to hold that it lacks jurisdiction, this important issue of the interpretation of the WMATA Compact will never be appealed, will never have any resolution. And that's what Cohn warned against, that the rights conferred by statute, if it is applicable, will have been lost, perhaps probably irreparably. Here, WMATA has a right conferred by its interstate compact, a right to remove, that's Section 81 of the compact. And this is the only opportunity for appellate review of Judge Leon's decision.
I mean, there's certainly a disposition that will never reach that result either, isn't there?
There is.
I mean, it seems like your argument is we have jurisdiction because the statute that bars jurisdiction doesn't apply to this kind of decision.
That's
Supreme
right.
Court's held that in Thermatron and in Quackenbush, and that the underlying merits decision by the court with respect to discretion was wrong. Supreme Court held that in Thermatron. I don't see how we even ever get to your question about the compact. I don't see why we ever get to the compact.
Well, it's true. This could be decided simply on the basis that the district court lacked discretion. It's that I suppose, you know, the authority is very jealous of its compact, as this court knows from so much of our immunity litigation. So that's.
But I don't see how we can actually address that question. That is, we have jurisdiction in any circumstance in which the grounds for the remand wasn't jurisdiction, which everybody agrees it wasn't a procedure, which everybody agrees it wasn't, or wasn't abstention, or wasn't supplemental jurisdiction, right?
Correct.
So that's question one. And question two is, on what ground did the district court remand? The district court didn't remand it on the ground that something to do with your compact was wrong.
No, it just
remanded on the grounds of the discretionary reasons that were given.
Right.
So I'm having trouble how we're going to get to your favorite question.
Well,
that would be sort of an advisory opinion.
Well, but on simply the question of whether the district court had the discretion, I mean, it lacked that discretion.
Well, but
I mean, that's what
even if you had gotten here by diversity or any other way, that discretion wouldn't be good enough for a remand, right? It has nothing to do specifically with your compact that just deprives the court of discretion, well, doesn't.
The only thing.
Why are you fighting that? I'm missing it. Why are you fussing over this? Why don't you say I'll save my time for rebuttal? I don't understand what you're fussing about. We understand. Well, mate, go ahead. It's your time. I'm not getting it.
Well, I was principally addressing the issue of jurisdiction because the court.
Well, no, you did.
Okay. On the merits, we said
on abuse of discretion, Judge Garland said he understood a crisp part of your answer is what he stated, which you should have said, I embrace that.
I do embrace
yeah,
that.
Well, and why don't you sit down?
Okay. I will take the suggestion. Thank you, Your Honor.
Would which means this doesn't bode well, does it, Councilman?
Doesn't seem that way.
Tough issue.
Some other problems.
Good morning, Your Honors. Richard Johns on behalf of the appellee in this matter, Devon Barksdale.
Pull that. I think there's a button there. I think,
yeah. There you go.
I don't want to touch this again.
No one does.
All right. Is that better?
Well, the proceedings in district court occurred.
That's good.
Mr. Schlossberg indicated he was not a member of the bar.
Which, yes, Your Honor.
Are there more than one Hubert M. Schlossberg?
No, but he is a member of the bar.
Yes, he is.
Just his background.
He was at the time, correct?
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
He was at the time, was he not?
He was at the time and did not know. He was told initially that he was not, and then it was
his membership in July of 2005.
Right, Your Honor.
The proceedings were in 2006. Is that right?
Yes, Your Honor. Okay. But initially, he was told he was not a member.
Told by whom?
And then he
told
it's my understanding that the clerk's office, when we called, he was initially told he was not, which precipitated the opposition to try to get it remanded.
Let's assume for the moment that he was not.
Okay.
How could that possibly matter? Is it going to create a market in people who are not members of the bar so that they can get cases re-removed?
No, Your Honor. The
short answer is the person should choose an attorney who is a member of the bar if the case is removed, correct?
I'm sorry, didn't I?
If the case is removed to federal court, the client better have somebody who's a member of the bar
exactly.
in federal court.
Exactly.
So that can't be a valid ground for the exercise of discretion.
No, Your Honor. And we're not necessarily arguing.
You have another base. The court gave another ground, right?
No. The issue here is that we wanted it in Superior Court. WMATA chose to remove it. In our argument, given that there are a number of WMATA cases in Superior Court.
I guess what I'm not understanding is it doesn't matter whether there was a good reason, good right. discretionary right. reason, or a bad discretionary reason. In Thermotron, the court says right. federal courts have uniformly held that cases properly removed from state to federal court within the federal court's jurisdiction may not be remanded for discretionary reasons. So even if you had the best reason, you wouldn't be able to get it remanded for that reason. Isn't that right?
Well, Your Honor, I would respectfully say that case can be distinguished and that the compact is silent with respect to a court's ability to remand.
That's not the issue. The Supreme Court says that the district court exceeds its authority in remanding on grounds not permitted by the controlling statute, which is 1447D and 1447C. There's only two grounds in that statute, and the court has modified that a bit later, on which a case can be remanded. There's just no choice.
I agree, Your Honor, uh-huh. with respect to 1447C and 1447D.
Uh-huh.
With respect to the compact, however, it's silent, and I read that as that being that was the statute by which WMATA chose to remove.
That's the way you get in. The question is how to get out. What statute allows you to get out of federal court?
And our position is that same compact.
Well, but the only statute about removal and getting back that is remanding is 1447. Is there anything in WMATA's compact about remanding back to the state court?
It's silent as to remanding. But in Osborne, when the Westfall Act went through that litany, there's a difference, as stated in our brief, between the Westfall Act and this WMATA compact. First of all, we do not agree that WMATA's the conclusiveness of removal. In the Westfall Act, the language was stated clearly that it must be removed, shall be removed. And we made the distinction between shall be removed and removable. Shall be removable. I think one is a statement and one is a directive saying that when it shall be removed. And in that case, the court remanded it back and there was no authority to do such. In this case, the compact, our position is, allows for remanding because it's not conclusive. And that's given by the fact that there were WMATA cases in Superior Court. They don't remove, and there's no directive in the compact that they have to remove all cases brought against them in Superior Court.
Right, but Osborne, the court says that there are two anti-shuttling commands, that is, commands against remand. One is the Westfall Act, the other is 1447D. Only one can prevail, and the Westfall Act prevails because it's conclusive. Right? But in this case, there's only one anti-shuttling command. The only anti-shuttling command there is the one in 1447D. So that has to prevail. I mean, if there were something in the Westfall Act that permitted remand, in the WMATA Compact, maybe we will get to talk about the WMATA Compact after all. I hadn't thought we would have to. But since there's nothing in that compact that says anything about the shuttling part that is going back, I don't understand why 1447 wouldn't govern.
Well, Your Honor, that's why we're arguing. In the Westfall Act, there was an anti-shuttling provision, and that it was clear as to when cases must be removed and cases when they can be remanded. The WMATA Compact is silent, and it only states that cases brought against WMATA, given that it's concurrent jurisdiction in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C., that those cases are removable. It doesn't give a mandate that where WMATA has to remove, where cases must be removed, and similarly, there's no language which states when cases cannot be remanded. So there's a distinguished...
But you're not doubting this was a removable case, right?
No, Your Honor, we're not arguing that WMATA had the authority to remove it.
Yeah.
No, we're not arguing that.
It is a removable case.
Yes, it is a removable case.
All right, so, again, I don't see how you get over the statute 1447 that Judge Garland is referring you to, because if it's removable, they're properly here. So the only question is whether the district court can now act to send it back.
Right, and Your Honor, my reading of... Osborne is that you'd look to the controlling statute, and that's why we argue the controlling statute being the WMATA compact as to its language with regards to remanding.
But it's silent.
Right, and we argue that it doesn't forbid remanding back cases.
It doesn't require it either.
True, Your Honor. So but unlike the Westfall Act,
there's no guidance from that. So the fallback would be on 1447.
Well, it doesn't prohibit it and it doesn't require it. Your theory is that it authorizes it.
Exactly,
it
Your
allows
Honor.
It.
Right, because it also doesn't mandate when a case is to be removed. Although it states that they are removable, and we're not arguing that this case is removable, WMATA exercises its discretion with cases it wants to remove. Because here, there's no federal question, there's no diversity, there's no, which typically would create a removal situation.
Well, it's the analogy is neither to either of those, but to a federal agency, right? The compact is treated as a federal agency for purposes of, in this way. That's why it's, Congress has authorized this to be done this way.
Well. Right, but there is a distinction between the Westfall Act and the compact. I mean, the language is different. It just simply states that these type of cases that are brought against WMATA are removable. Westfall Act, the language was specifically when they must be removed.
But diversity cases are removable. They don't have to be removed, right?
Exactly.
So why is that any different? So there's a statute that permits removal in a diversity case, doesn't demand it. And yet the court says in Thermatron and Quackenbush and all these other cases that it can't be remanded for, or in Thermatron, it can't be remanded for a discretionary reason. In that case, for the size of the docket, about how many cases were busy in that court. So how is that, am I wrong about that? Isn't that, let's see, Thermatron, Thermatron is, isn't it a diversity case? No, it's a removal of a. It's not. It's a criminal.
Mandamus case.
It's a mandamus case, right? And is that all? Is it? Is there anything in the statute in that case which required removal?
I thought there was, Your Honor, but your indulgence.
This was a case, it was between diverse citizens. It was between an Indiana citizen and a Kentucky.
Right, which is not the case here, Your Honor. All the parties are in D.C. This is a simple tort action that was removed. And again, our argument is more so on the district court's discretion to remand it. And our focus is the compact does not allow it, and it does not disallow it, therefore allows it. And again, the distinguishing character between the Westfall Act, which was the focus in Osborne, is that there's specific language that talks about when a case must be removed and also has requirements as to when it can be remanded. And the WMATA compact does not. And given the fact that, again, there are a number of cases in Superior Court that have not been removed, so which further goes, it's not absolute. I've gone over my time. Thank you, Your Honor.
Did Mr. Hepburn have any time? Did Mr. Hepburn
have any time? He had some time. I made him sit down.
Oh, that's right.
Turns out I was wrong. I guess you will get to talk about the compact.
Yeah. But do it within a minute, please.
Yes, sir. The compact grants the authority complete discretion as to removal. The common law, neither the common law nor the statute gives the district court discretion in this instance to remand. Therefore, we ask that this court issue an order vacating the remand order. Thank you.
Enough said.
I'm fine.
Thank you, Mr. Heppen. Mr. Johns, thank you. The case is submitted.
Thank you, Your Honor.